Right now, it's me and Gregory Gordon. Me is Nicholas Barbieri. We're just hitting up this podcast. You get me? We're on this. Here we go. Giggle, giggle. There we are. Okay, our first quiet discussion for...
No, let's...
For today is... What do you want to say? You want to say something?
Yeah, I want to give a little bit more of an intro. So this is a podcast. We're recording it, our first episode, on the Anchor app.
Jump right into a whole different view.
Yeah, can let me pick one.
You get me.
Why you say that so many times?
It's like part of my body now.
No, showed you that, like I started that with you. I swear to God. I remember when I said it,
and
you're like, you laughed, and then you started saying it after. You started saying a bear, and then now it's like, I said it in my room. I was like, in it, you get me. Yeah, but I like you. You say it trash, like, you say...
I say trash.
Yeah, you
say... Oh, yo. What?
Like, you have the worst British accent.
Are you dumb?
Say it.
You get me.
Why do you do the uh-huh?
It's just a flex. It's a flex after it.
Nah.
Excuse me.
Say it.
You get me.
Okay. What's the other word? In it.
Fuck off, man.
Alright, yo. You get me.
No, get out of here, man.
Pick a question. It's just banter. You get me.
It's just banter.
In it.
Huh? Fry guy.
How important is it to be attractive in society?
I think it's, pretty important.
Pretty important?
It depends. Yeah, I think it's important.
Important, okay. What makes it so important?
Like, you're judged based off your look, first encounter. Just imagine this one. Me and you are at Denny's, right? And I say something so weird to the waitress. I say something super weird to the waitress. But then she responds super nice to me, right? Like, she's like not awkward at all. She's just like, it's not awkward. But let's say you ask that exact same question, how would she respond to you?
Are you trying to say I'm beat?
No, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying in general, like we look like two different guys. I'm white, you're black, and if you said that, like, what would you think she would think?
What?
I'm saying look at us.
Are you being racist now?
No, that's literally as plain as day. You don't see that.
It's black and white, eh? Fucking black and white, eh?
You see, we shot the ba-doops.
Ba-doom-boom-tsh. Stupid.
No, but for real.
Yeah.
I know you took that to offense, but I didn't mean to say that in offense. It's just a fact that's out there.
True.
But if you said that, we're both talking to the same person, would it be a different response?
I don't know. Yeah, we can dead this one.
Dude, we should just fuck the whole podcast. This guy caught so many views.
No. no, I just got, I just got really high. I forgot what, I forgot what we were talking
about. You got Bears feelings, bro. It's okay, man. I'm telling you, it's not that deep. Come on. Come on, cousin. Come on.
This guy said, fuck, let's cut the whole podcast.
You make me feel so bad for what I said. I feel like a terrible person.
This guy said, let's just cut this whole shit. Let's go. We recorded that, like, you're like, let's just cut the podcast. I can't wait to run that back. Yo, this guy said, let's just cut the podcast. Let's just dead it. Let's dead it.
Don't turn it off. Don't turn it off.
It's not. It's still on. This guy said, let's just dead it.
You wouldn't have dead it. You're looking at me. You're like, yo, let's just dead the question. You don't even want to answer the question, bro. I answered it honestly. That's what we're doing, bro. I'm trying to answer it in the best way I could. Yes, we did hit a bowl before this, so.
I'm drinking water. I'm drinking water. Why do you expect me to fit it?
Relax.
Say a word, relax, then. Relax. Say something.
Answer the question, bro.
What?
How do you think it's important to be attractive
in society?
In society.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, before I give an answer, let me just think of a response, because I might have like a on the dotted line. Say something. Just.
Oh.
So just thinking of an answer.
Yeah, you can't just answer quick. Like, we had that whole time. To literally get an answer from you.
Okay, I got you.
Here we go. Greg Gordon.
Why you set me on the bus?
Bro, okay. Next question. This guy, man.
Why'd you set me up on the podium like that? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Put it back on me. Let me respond. Okay, so I think it, It is somewhat important to be attractive in society. Of course, being attractive gets you more perks, but generally, if you're a better person from the inside, not what's on the outside, you know, it always it's what's on the inside that matters more than what's on the outside, and that takes you a long way. Like, you have to be a good person rather than just a pretty face on the outside. You have to have you have to be a good person, like, for real, for real. Like,
I get what you, that's true. It's like, 100% true.
Yeah, you can't just be like a pretty face and get your way. Like, you that only takes you so far.
You're talking about, you're seriously saying that?
Yeah.
Even for that goes for men and women, or just men?
Men and women.
You think women can't, like, they just can't have a pretty face and get by?
No. That shit, like, gets stopped real quick. Like, there's a lot of dual packages these days. Like, pretty women and there's a brain in their body.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of beautiful women. But at the same time, you know, like, what about, like, good women get Botox, women do all this and that to get pretty so they can use their looks to do this, to do that.
But what I'm saying is that only takes you so far. Like, that's not going to take you pretty much your whole way in life, I feel.
It depends. If you're a special case, I guess.
You're a special case, special, but most case of the time, that chick gets...
But what's that special case odds? What's the special case odds? Like,
fucking Kardashians.
Wow, the Kardashians. I didn't even think about them. Kardashians?
Mm-hmm.
Look at what... Oh, my God. Is it Kylie Jenner? That's a billionaire?
Yeah.
And it's all looks, basically.
Yeah. It's fucked.
But that's... I know we're only talking about celebrities right there. Celebrities, not celebrities. I think even people that... I don't understand, like, YouTubers. There's the YouTubers that are just, like, they're literally pretty. So I follow one of them. Who is it? I think it's Lauren Giraldo.
Oh, yeah?
I follow her. But it's because she's a pretty girl, you know what I mean? Sometimes I don't really... What am I going to care?
That girl uses a lot of makeup, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh. And how many other girls like that?
Do you
who's that girl that you follow?
Do you prefer girls that wear makeup or girls that don't wear makeup?
I love seeing a girl's beauty when they don't wear makeup.
But most of the girls that you're with, they wear makeup?
Yeah. But I tell them not to. And they look better without makeup. But they still wear it out because that's how they want to look, you know? Like, yeah. You can't tell a woman what to wear, what to do. I would never want to. Better yeah. respect women like that, you know? Give them their space.
Factual.
But, can I ask another question, or? You look good? Thank you for answering, Gregory Gordon.
No, that you're, let's put, yeah, you can choose one.
Are you gonna say something? Say something.
Oh yeah, I have to keep it going, right? I was blaming you and not keeping it going.
Here.
Yeah, he has one now.
Here. Do we need more diverse superheroes?
Yes. Yes, we do. Nicholas, first off the bat, what do you say?
No, I asked you. You said, yes, we do. Yeah. Explain why.
I would explain why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think there's a lack of diversity in Marvel, in what's the other one? DC. There's just no black superheroes in either of those. But there was in the past. I wrote an essay on this in second year. There was in the past. Like... weird ones. Eddie Murphy played one, I'm pretty sure. There's one in a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. These are like black superheroes. And I don't know, there's no good representation. Like, growing up as a kid, there's only, you only like look up to like Spider-Man as a white guy, always. Superman, Batman, all white. All like the dominant white muscular, triangular body male.
Do you think there should be a transgender superhero?
That's the thing. Like, there could be. Like, there's nothing stop. There's no, like, need for it because...
Do you think that's if they came out with a transgender superhero?
Like the story of the superhero that was transgender?
Like a transgender superhero, and you were just like, and they were like I'm not saying a story about them being transgender, but like the main dominant, like the key point of that superhero is that they're transgender, and it was going like that's what the movie was about.
From sex to another.
And let's say when there's like
that's fine. Like fine, have that.
And it's like, you know, it has some superpower, but I can't think of a superpower right
that's
now.
That's fine, like have that. Like that's just another person. Like a transgender is.
But do you think that should be implemented now in society?
I don't think we do need more black superheroes for sure. There's no demand. But
Black Panther was fantastic.
Yeah.
Black Panther was a great movie. I would say great. I watched it like 4 times, don't get me wrong, but each time I thought it was 8.7 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
That's all right. But I think right now we'd be pushing it in 2019 to go with a gay superhero.
Pushing it how?
In this first half of the year.
What do you mean? It's 2019.
Consider how fast we're rushing into stuff.
That's not fast, dude. It's not fast. To have a gay superhero now? I would have expected a gay superhero in 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Were you were alive in 2010?
Yes, I was I was thinking. I had a brain for myself.
Whoa, shots. Shots.
For real though, like what is stopping the world from making
It's the exact thing that's stopping the world from making more black superheroes.
I want you to take in.
It's the same thing that's stopping them from making gay or transgender superheroes. I want you to take in.
What would that movie in 2010 with having a gay superhero be like? What would that movie be like for you?
I don't know.
Like, what do you think the reaction from everybody? I'm talking not just for myself. I'm talking about what I think, like, a lot of people's reaction would be in 2010 would be, like, are you crazy?
But, like, being gay...
Take in the whole entire thing. Like, take in right now. Take in, when did... Honestly, I'm not going to say this in a... I don't want you to get cry over it like you did the last one. But when did black, like, African-American, directors start becoming... big shots, like right now, like recently it's been like Get Out with Jordan Peele. Is that
big
Jordan?
Shots?
Not big shots, but like I'm saying,
Spike,
they make
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, okay.
Is one of the best directors of all time.
Okay. Compared to white directors, is that what you're saying?
Not compared, mixed together.
Okay.
Not butting heads, mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best directors of all time, some of the best movies.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
But you don't think they'd be getting more recognition now than before?
Yeah,
I'm not even saying it's a bad thing. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
There's a lot of great directors now, yeah.
But there's not more, like, recognition, you don't think? Is that that?
Recognition?
Yeah. Because there are a lot of great black
directors. Yeah, they're getting recognized for their work. Like, they're getting Oscars. They're getting, like, the guy from Black Panther. Like, what's his name? I forget his name. But the guy with, like,
You need to get that.
Ryan Coogler, that's his name.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Ryan Coogler.
Oh.
Him and Jordan Peele. Yeah, they're doing great work. Taken. I haven't seen Get Out.
You've never seen Get Out?
Mm-mm.
Holy.
Never watched it.
Wow.
There's a lot of ones that I haven't seen. Like,
you haven't seen Get Out? Yo, Get Out was alright. It was pretty good.
I would want to go down like a list of top 10 movies from the last like 10 years and be like, see which ones I've seen. Guarantee I've seen less than 40% of the movies. Or less than 30%.
Wow, you don't watch movies like that, eh?
Nah.
I watched it a couple times. I just seen A Quiet Place with John Krasinski.
John Krasinski's on In A Quiet Place?
Yeah.
And he's also in that one for Amazon. Amazon Prime exclusive.
The,
John Wick. No.
Ryan?
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, that's it. He's on the big billboards in Dundas Square.
What's your dream car?
Dream car?
Yeah.
Would be like a Ferrari. I can't name a specific one, but like one that I feel like I can attain soon. Camaro 2000, was it when they first came out? It looks like Bumblebee. Not like the Bumble, not the yellow one, but
mm-hmm.
Actually I'd probably go the yellow one. Yellow one's gross.
Yeah.
In 2018? No, not yeah, 2018 Camaro, I'll say that. Just cause.
Right now, probably a Tesla.
A Tesla? Yo, I saw a guy on the highway eating an apple with no, like, just no hands on the wheels. I was like, yo, this guy, man. Lucky guy. Yeah.
What's your earliest memory?
Oh, fuck. Earliest memory?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one to ask on the spot with a quick response.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I'd say, I want to say invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
Or
sneaky.
Or flying. I would be able to fly.
Fly. I would love to teleport. That would be pretty cool. Teleport with attachment too.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty dope. What are your nicknames? What are people calling you?
Patricio. Starboy. Nick. A lot of Nick's the most popular, but these are some nicknames, man. It's like I've been one place and they called me it, and then out of nowhere at another place they called me it just because I was wearing a fucking weekend shirt. Are you stupid? I was like, what?
Starboy?
Yeah. Gattuso was because of soccer. Mm. Shout out Joe. Swiss Chalet, Upper James. Upper James Stone Church. Top chicken. Yeah, I can't even think of it. There's some other ones too. Oh, man. Franklin. Franklin's been a big one. But, yo, I hate you. Okay. What about you?
G's probably been the most popular in my whole life. Since I was a kid playing soccer. Marcus's dad was my coach. My dad was my coach. Young Ute days, like 04, 05.
Yeah.
G.
What other ones?
G squared. Some people. G Wiz. My dad's called me G Wiz. Greg.
What did Darren call you in soccer, yo?
Oh my god. Jig. Jig is actually a big nickname in my life. I love Jig. Yeah. Jigger.
Holy man, holy smoke.
You just call me on the soccer pitch, you're a jigger.
But, yeah, man, you want to go one more question? One more deep one? Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I'll ask the last one.
This is 30 minutes of quality banter. We're coming at you live from Toronto. Okay. Regent Park, the ends.
Should parents be punished for the misdeeds of their children? ?
I would say yes. In situations. Not all situations, but situations, yes.
I would say most situations, yes.
Most situations, yes.
Just because you raise your child, you are in charge of your child's behavior for at least 13, 14 years of their life. I think you can lose a child around 14 and they can start doing their own thing. But like, in most cases, you're in charge of your child for that long. And it's your job to parent them. Like, you can't... You brainwash them to think one way. You set their moral foundation, pretty much. Like, whatever you teach upon them and, like, lay upon them is what they're going to know growing up. So if you don't do a good job at that, then they're going to go astray. And that's... And then that also is, like, a two-parent thing. It's a father and a mother.
But who do you think would get punished more, though? Mother, the father.
Both parents. Like, it's a parents plural.
Yeah.
But you see...
But they wouldn't get as punished as much as the child. I think the child will get punished more. The child will get punished more than the parents, but the parents do take have to take ownership of what they raised.
Yeah, but the question says...
But then some kids have just terrible lifestyles, you know what I mean?
The question says parents plural, and in most cases...
That's why child services comes into effect.
When the children have super poor lifestyles is when it's like a single-parent household. And even in those cases, the single mother, a single father, whatever it may be, doesn't take as much ownership for what their kid does, because they can only do so much. They're only by themselves. So in those cases, that's when the kid takes more ownership of their stupid actions, rather than the parent, because the parent can only do so much. They're by themselves.
Yeah.
By themselves.
I can't argue that. I agree with you. I think it's facts, but I don't know. Sometimes it's just out of some people's controls who gets brought into this life, you know, and who their parents are. It's a whole different issue. Just talking about family too, but we can't get into that because this is. I think it's up.
My closing question.
What time is it?
40 seconds.
Oh, 40 seconds.
Ready?
Okay, 40 seconds.
What music are you feeling? What clothing are you feeling? 2018.
2019.
Sorry. Oh, what brands. Fuck.
Brands? Oh Jesus!
What tracks are you feeling?
I'm staying with my 2018 brand, Stone Island. Stone Island's gonna be a rocker. Swear to God, that's a brand, yo. I rate that. But I'm gonna go.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait, you said brands.
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
I got like three.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 3, 4, 5.
Continue.
Holy
talk,
man.
Talk.
I
want to see what you're rocking.
I rep my Nike, okay, with my tracksuits, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Most importantly, yo, I rock my sport design. My sport design is always on, the classic tee. Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. I got the sweats. I got the exclusive gray sweats. I don't wear sweats still, but, like, gray sweats, but you know what? These have a proper fit. Tracks, I'm feeling... Shit, tracks I'm feeling are the tracks I got in my head. I need to tell none of you guys. What the heck?
Okay. EP coming soon. Can we look forward to it?
I don't know.
Listening session on the podcast?
I don't know.
Can we look forward to an EP soon, my friend? Give the people a date. Who knows who's going to be listening this far?
No, man. I can't expose nothing about myself. Yo, I'm not about that. So.
You heard it here first.
Wait.
He said, coming down on his birthday.
What does it look like?
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Can you confirm it? There you go. You heard it there first. The laugh says it all, yo. He's telling the truth.
No way.
Good night and goodbye. Signing out.